This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York-style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast. And spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Today we got Brian here in studio. Brian from Black Mass Paranormal. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Good. Been on a lot of adventures,
yeah.
A lot of stuff and planning stuff. And, you know, we got some good content today.
You, I forget where I saw this, if it was on social media. I don't think you told me about this. And I don't know if this is where the old man is. Mm-hmm. Were you down in Georgia recently?
Yeah.
Is that where the old man is?
No.
Okay. So tell me about Georgia, because I know when you and I first met, you were talking to me about a property in Georgia that you might have. I almost said that you had might be getting access to.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
No, this is a whole nother lead.
Okay,
whole nother lead. But the Georgia property is really cool.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Well, the first one. There's been a couple other researchers that went out there, and they did some pretty interesting investigations. I hadn't had the opportunity to go out there. I was in Georgia down in an area called Elijah. It is one of the most concentrated areas for Bigfoot sightings.
Interesting.
You know, in really the Southeast.
How do you spell that? Elijah?
It's Eli, E-L-I, and then J-A-Y.
Okay. Got it.
And that's going to be one of the locations that I'm going to be hitting on my upcoming adventures on my moto camping paranormal tour.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's crazy is... All right. So Elijah, tell me about Elijah. So this is a high concentrated area for Bigfoot sightings.
It is. And the area that I was near, actually, I was right across the creek from Jimmy Carter's cabin.
Really?
Yeah. Like his actual cabin. Wow. Like all of his stuff was still there. Like he had this little cheap Coleman grill, his fishing rods, and that's a United States president. And one of the most interesting things that happened to me there, and I actually got this on footage, was that as I'm walking, my entire vision distorts. Like the area around his cabin, like as I'm walking, I see this, it like distorts, like a water droplet hits it, right? And I'm like, oh God, there's something wrong with me. So I go back and I look at my footage and I recorded it. So I know it wasn't just me. And this is, he's a former president, yeah. You know, that. Talk about security, you know, yeah. And I was kind of surprised at the lack of security. I think he had died at this point. But either way, you know, that's a historic area. His family still visits. He's still going to get the same protections, you know. But as I was walking up towards this thing, something distorts. And it was, I don't know if it was a possible portal. I don't know if it was some sort of strange security apparatus that they had. But it was freaking wild, man.
That is nuts. And so that's in LJ, right?
Yep.
I just text Wes from Sasquatch Chronicles, and I don't know if he's awake yet. It's barely his time, but him and I think it was around this area last year. The trip fell through, but there was an old lady who lived in a trailer, and she had, I think it was last September is when this was supposed to happen. I think, anyways, she bought an old trailer or rented an old trailer. And when she went to go look at the trailer, she said that the owner that was living in there at the time, he had cameras all over the outside of the trailer. And she just thought that was kind of weird. But she decides, you know what? I'll take it. And she gets to move in. Mm-hmm. And the cameras went with the previous guy. Mm-hmm. And almost immediately, she said she started having something coming in and slapping the trailer.
Yeah.
And climbing on the roof.
Yeah.
It got to the point, and she said, this is, I think, her theory, but I don't see why it's not implausible. For whatever reason, whatever this was, didn't want her sleeping in the back bedroom. So whenever she was in there, it knew that she was in there, and it was slapping and like hurting her out into the living room. And she's like 70 something.
Yeah.
And lives on her own. And so, she talked to Wes, and at the time she was talking to Wes, she didn't have any hope of this stopping.
Yeah.
And so she actually, during the night, she slept at a friend's house. During the day, she would go back to the trailer, but she wasn't even sleeping there at night when she talked to him.
Yeah.
And she asked if Wes, him or somebody that he knew could come and take care of the problem. And she was like, I want him gone, and I don't care how that happens.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
I would have gone, but it didn't work out.
No kidding. You know, in the North Georgia area in the Blue Ridge Mountains, that is extremely active for Bigfoot sightings. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens there. That one lead that you were asking me about, the individual was having these orbs show up. He was having cattle mutilations, anything paranormal, you name it. It was happening, you know, to this guy. And I felt really bad just because I couldn't get out there. But in a lot of these situations, and I know that there's a lot of people that claim that they can get rid of this stuff, but from my experience, like it's completely unknown. So like, we don't know how to approach this realistically.
Totally.
You know, obviously God can step in and get rid of this, but you know, I'm not God. I don't have that ability, you know, to step in. And that's one thing that really kind of really breaks my heart in the paranormal community, because there are a lot of people that get taken advantage of by these types of situations, you know, and our goal is to basically just to verify, you know, and what's the word that I'm looking, vindicate the people that are having these experiences, you know, but in reality, like, I don't think I could kill a Bigfoot. I don't think I could take out a dog, man. Like,
do you think it's that you couldn't like actually do it, or do you think you wouldn't have the heart to do it?
No, I don't think I physically could do it.
Okay. I was going to say, like, my heart's totally there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take a shot, you know, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. And that's one of my big, not hesitations, but questions about it.
Yeah.
Is that, like, say I would have gone to that lady's house, I would have been bringing in as much as I could.
Yeah.
And because she's like, I think, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I'm pretty sure she was like, I want this thing dead.
Yeah.
I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And there were neighbors. And so my thought was, it wouldn't have been ideal either way, being an obvious outsider to the area, coming down and asking questions.
Right.
But I would have probably tried to go about it, because we were going to do a few days, like, kind of just go down, just gradually, you know.
Yeah.
Accidentally bump into the neighbors and say, hey, last night I heard some weird stuff. You know anything about that? And just feel things out. But at the end of the day, like, if something would have come to that trailer, like, I'm going to try.
Right.
See what happens.
Well, and that's the thing. And especially in Appalachia, you know, there is a lot of people that basically just vanish. Like, it's not typically a bloody scene. It's not a gruesome scene. Like, they are just gone.
Yeah.
Like, non-existent. It's like they were never there. And that's what happens the majority of time in these situations. Mm-hmm. You know, so who are we to say that we can step in and somehow intervene with this?
Totally. Like, that's a great point. It's like, just because we know it's happening doesn't mean we can stop it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Big problem.
And I know that there are a lot of people, because you know, I have a lot of people reach out to me and ask me, you know, what to do, and, you know, if I can come help, and, you know, all of this stuff. And the best advice that I've ever been able to give to anybody is, a lot of these entities are on the demonic side. So we as humans do have a lot of control over that.
Yeah.
Now, we can't really make them go away, but for them to be able to mess with us by invoking God, you know, yes, we do have that little bit of a boundary, you know, but these physical beings, you know, that are coming across grabbing people, like, that's just...
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, even the demonic side, like, I feel like I've never been out of the country. Okay.
Yeah.
One time I snuck across the border of Canada to Niagara Falls, spent a week there, came right back and never left.
Yeah.
But, from what I hear all over the world, just sticking with what I know, Christians in other parts of the world do not look at the supernatural the way we in the West do. Like, they're very much like, it's very real.
Yeah.
And when I say very real, traditionally it's like, oh, it actually happens. But I think when they say it's very real, it actually happens and it's tangible.
Yeah.
And I think we often look at demonic as a, well, I'll use this word, wisp, like a wispy thing. It's see-through. It walks through things. It's not physical. In reality, I think what's happening is that demonic things can manifest very physically.
Absolutely.
And I think that's probably what's happening with some of these creatures. Now, not all of them. Like, I talk about a lot of crap, you know?
And I just
say stuff at times. And I think if I don't directly qualify, which I'll never do, because it's like a huge energy suck to every time I talk about something, define my thoughts on it all before I talk.
Yeah.
But I will for this situation. I think there's a definite element of a demonic side of a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also think that there is a non-demonic, I'm actually forgetting my three categories now, but I'll go to the second one that I'm thinking of. I think that there's a real possibility, and especially in this area of the country, where this stuff could be manufactured.
Yeah.
Yeah. Given the fact that we're so close to Oak Ridge and we know like that's like DOD right there. And they built the atom bomb. We know that they've been for nearly 100 years now pursuing next level defenses.
Yep.
And then you have stories of like, I don't know if you may not be familiar with him. His name's Joe Barger. He's a trucker out of Michigan who encountered a dog man. And I'll just tell a story real quick for context. One night, he had an air leak in his trailer and he was on a slight incline. Mm-hmm. And so he goes and he tapes up his lines. He gets back in. When he was under the trailer, he heard rustling in the tree line behind next to him. Mm-hmm. And so I think he might have even thought it was a bear or something. But he gets back in and he starts going up the hill and he had a full load. So he's going maybe 20 miles an hour uphill. And he's checking his mirrors and his driver's side mirror, and he goes to look at the passenger side and he sees that he can't see his trailer lights. There's something blocking his trailer lights. And so as he's looking, he sees something running up alongside his truck. And he said it was this massive upright dog.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm fairly certain that this thing was at least 10 feet tall because, he's in a tractor trailer. And when you're sitting in the truck, your head is about 10 or 9 feet in the air.
Right.
And he said, this thing put its hand on the window because the windows were down and put it this big, long raccoon hand inside.
God.
And it had to duck down to look inside the window.
Oh, geez.
And it started messing with the door. Like it knew what it was. And it was trying to open the door. And he had a Colt 45.
Yeah.
And, he pulls it out. Two shots, and he said he thinks he hit it in the eye because it dropped.
Yeah.
And he went down the road, I think he said like a mile, and looped back around, found a spot to turn around, come back down because he's like, I'm going to run this thing over. Like whatever this was, I'm going to run it over. And when he got down to the spot, it wasn't there, but there was a car there and there was two people outside, and he stops and he just said, you guys all right? And they're like, yeah, there was two bear here and one drug the other one away. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there was no bear, and I only ever saw one.
Right.
And so if their story is accurate, there was something else that came out and drug the dead one away.
Yeah.
He thinks that those two people might have been government, but for sure he says that he was visited by some kind of agency, and they told him they had him pulled over at a truck stop. So like a way station. So he goes through this way station, they flag him, he gets pulled over, and they said that, you know, there's somebody coming to talk to him. So a little bit goes by, they pull up, and they said to him, you killed our asset. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so like he has, it's a whole story, but he had come here several times, and the last time he was here, we recorded his story, but they took his gun. The one gun, not the gun he killed it with, but a rifle out of the back of his truck. And shortly before he came here the first time, it appeared back in his truck. Like it came back.
Oh, geez.
And so it was just like mind game stuff, right? So that I say that because we go the demonic route. And even in my conversations, like, cause I really focus a lot, especially in the last couple of years, focus a lot on like the supernatural realm.
Right.
And so we go that direction, but there is a real human element. And I do think that humans try to manipulate what the people in the know try to manipulate and rebuild what they know actually exists.
Right. Yeah. And I've had that same kind of feeling with doing this type of research. Cause when, and my kind of view on it is I kind of believe that the Sasquatch is kind of like a mix between something more spiritual side and the human side. And I think it's more natural occurring. I think the dog man is created by the government trying to use the information that they have based on the Sasquatch, but the Sasquatch is natural occurring, you know? So I think the Dogman comes from an area of more focused on a defense side, creating some sort of soldier, some sort of alpha predator.
Fort Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
I literally talked to a guy at Fort Campbell. Well, he was stationed at Fort Campbell, now he's at Bennington. But while he was stationed at Fort Campbell, him and three other guys were in a DM chat with me. And they were all three going to come here to tell what happened on the base, because the other two, one guy dropped off and he never even communicated. The second guy dropped off. I think he got cold feet, but the third guy never came in. They waited till he was at Bennington to talk about it. But he came in remotely with me. He said that it's not uncommon during training to hear Dogman called out over the radio.
Yeah.
And it's a common thing up there, which goes right into what you were just saying.
Like, I went out to Campbell and did a little bit of research. And at the time there was one of the boundaries on Fort Campbell. I think all military bases, they have basically a fence around them. And at one point there was a giant hole appeared in the fence. And a lot of the soldiers were talking about an attack that happened with another soldier. And so I went out there to try to investigate, try to figure out what was going on. And I ended up meeting with a chief that the conversation did not go the way that I thought it was going to go at all. But I ended up leaving there and not publishing anything.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was kind of like, holy shit, like, I don't know what I'm stepping into, and I'm about to get myself in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.